When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Rachel thought she was just spooking herself with Halloween ghost stories until the shadows started moving in her own bedroom.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is. Please press subscribe wherever you download your podcast so you don't miss any of our episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online. We put out a lot every single day for you, so you're in the right spot if you want to hear a lot of ghost stories. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
We do a lot of ghost stories.
We do, yeah.
The archive is massive.
Yeah.
Thousands of episodes in the archive.
I don't even know how many there are. I know we've gone over the limits on like pretty much every place we store them. Because they're not designed for that many episodes. But they're there. We have places for you to get them.
Yeah, and so there's always new episodes every week, and so it just keeps adding to the total.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the hours would be, but I'm going to guess, you know, if you listened consecutively to every single episode we've ever put out, you probably would be spending at least a year, I'm going to guess, sitting there. If you were just to not stop listening, you'd go crazy as well, because you'd need me to stop talking. Because it would just kind of go nutty. But that would take a long, long time to get there. But there you go. Yeah. So I'm glad I can scare my great-great-great-great-grandchildren someday with the ghost stories when they go back and listen to them.
Which is funny. That would mean Harper would be a mom. That's, you know, because at some point, I guess she will.
Yeah.
But it's just, that seems like so far down the road.
Yes, and it should be very far down the road.
It better be.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love that kid. She's so adorable. And I forget, whenever I talk to her, when we record episodes together, I honestly forget that she's 12.
Yeah.
I really think she's like a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, well, when I start seventh grade next year, oh, that's right.
Yeah. You wouldn't know by talking to her. And yeah, she's excited for their seventh grade next year too. So,
which is so crazy.
I know.
Like, shouldn't you be graduating or something?
Yeah. I mean, and she's been on the show since she could speak, basically.
Yeah. Those old episodes of her are really adorable.
They are.
She's got that little kid voice.
Yeah. And there's also Cautionary Tales with Harper, which is still out there. And that was made many a moons ago. She was probably like six or so in that. So like half her age now. And she was making that podcast back then. And it's basically her and me on it. And she's warning people about, it's cautionary tales. So it's just kind of fun stories and of what to look out for.
In her little kid voice.
From a six-year-old. So yeah. Anyway.
It's very cute.
It is. Cautionary Tales with Harper. Check that out. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller and hear a real ghost story.
Hi, you guys. My name is Rachel, and I am from Illinois. I wanted to share one of my own stories. It had occurred in my hometown. I believe the houses that were there are about like 70 years old. So I don't understand some of the backtrack history of the story that I'm about to tell you that had occurred to me and a few other people. There were a few other people that were entailed in this story. It was around Halloween and I was in high school. I had my neighbor and a friend of mine, we were walking. We were talking about how this house that was down the street from us had people moving in and out of it. We were like, oh, you know, we should go over to that house. You know, it's Spirit of Halloween. Let's go over there and see if there's anything there. Let's see if, like, we'll be able to get in. Let's see if the door is open. You know, all that stupid stuff, trying to get into the house. So my neighbor, he's over there at the door. Like, he is right up against that house, looking at it, trying to see inside, you know. And my friend and I, we're kind of, like, a little ways away. So he goes to the house and he's at the door. He knocks on it, tries to open it, you know, all that stuff. We're talking about, oh, you know, it's haunted. It's got to be haunted. Next thing you know, something falls and you hear a bang in the kitchen. And the house is not very large. Most of the houses that are in that block are small. They're about like under 800 square feet. The house is like it's a flat. So you're able to see the whole entire house around it because it's not that big. The driveway was about, I would say, like 40 feet up until you get to the door. And we were about halfway that point. And then my friend was, or my neighbor was already at the door. So we're 15 feet away from the door. We hear it. We hear the bang. And then he hears the bang. And he's like, wait a minute. There's nothing in here. There's no one here. There's signs on the doors. And we're like, okay, that's kind of weird. We're like, all right, let's just go home. So we go home and, you know, we don't really talk about it until a week later. My neighbor comes to me and he tells me, hey, so I was researching about this house. And I'm like, what are you talking? Because I totally forgot about it. I was totally other mind, mind there. So he starts talking about the house. And he's like, hey, I read a story online. I scoured the internet. It said that there was a man in this home that had murdered his kids. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, I heard this story. And I think that's what happened with this house. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. You know, that's let's put that aside. I would say 2 years prior, or maybe like a year prior, in the summertime. So we're going to go backtrack. Keep track of what just happened now. But go back 1 year. It was summertime and I was trying to fall asleep. I was in my room. And mind you, this house has had activity before. There have been other things that have happened in this house, but for this particular night, this incident relates to this whole Halloween situation with my neighbor. I'm in bed trying to fall asleep. I really can't. And, you know, my mind's racing, you know, thinking about what I'm going to do the next day. I see movement in the room, and there's shadows moving, like, side to side. There's more than one person in my room. I could tell you that. And I could feel it. There was a girl. She was about 15 years old, and she was on the right side of me. And there was a man right in front of me. That's just, I couldn't really see them, but I could see them in my head. It was like what they looked like who they were, how old they were. I was trying to find out like what was going on in the room, and I just saw movement. That's all I was seeing. She looked like she was trying to keep him away from me, man. But I saw a shadow of a hand going over, up on the wall, over the ceiling, and then it was going to go down to my bed to reach me. Right before that happened, I turned on the light. Mind you, this is like 12 in the morning, like 1 in the morning. It's pretty late. I mean, it's not that late, but it's pretty late for now. But yeah, that happened that night, and I was wondering who the heck this guy was. Mind you, I saw what he looked like. He had olive skin, curly hair. He was about in his 40s, and his daughter was black hair, olive skin, and she was trying to keep him away from me. That's what was going on in that room. I recounted this only because my neighbor, after telling me the story from Halloween about the house across the street and what he did to his two kids, he had a dream with that man and recounted exactly what the guy looked like to me that time. And I never told him about the incident in my house the summer prior. Because I know for a fact that there's a lot of people that don't believe in that stuff. So I didn't even bring it up. Well, he brought it up, and he told me what he looked like. And it was exactly what I saw when that man was in my room. I told him that I had seen this man before, and this man had tried to do something to me. He came into my home and tried to do many things to me now that things come together. The son had been seen by my mom previously, and I had seen the daughter again after all of this had happened, after I had talked with my neighbor. And the daughter had came to see me just to see how I was doing, and it was such a sad, sullen black charcoal, just like this gray matter that was in the corner of my room. That is all I saw, and I just saw her hurting. And when I saw that, it just hurt me so much more. After that, I would say about like 2 or 3 months, somebody moved in, a family moved in, and one day I happened to look outside and I noticed that there was a priest walking around the home. That was when there was an exorcism, and that was the last time I saw the girl, heard the girl, and saw the man. But that's my story. And it ties back for like about a year or two. And there have been a few instances, just like my mom seeing the son. I had saw the girl. I never saw the son. How crazy that is. How crazy of a story that is. I don't even know if that story is true in terms of whether or not he did kill his children. But I did see that stuff. And I did go through that. And my neighbor saw it. Like, it was just crazy. So that's my story. But I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Thank you for sharing your story. What are your thoughts on the story?
You know, they're definitely seeing something.
Yeah.
There's something going on. But I do think if a crime that serious had happened, they would know for sure. There would be record of it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe out of curiosity, I'd go to the library or someplace to see if I could find something about it.
Yeah.
Because that would be documented.
Yeah, you would think it would.
I think she said, like, the houses were older, but not like 1700s. They were like built in the last 60, 70 years. So there should be documentation on that. And she can ask the librarian, you know, it's like, do you have microfiche? Maybe she has to look it up that way.
Yeah.
But there has to be some documentation if that happened. And if that did happen, it could certainly explain everything.
Yeah, I mean, it really feels like it happened.
It kind of does make sense. You know, I can also see when somebody tells you that, it's like, oh, then this all kind of makes some sense now.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Because I just think, you know, I say it all the time, but if something horrific happens to you, how do you go on just to rest in peace if your dad murdered you and your siblings?
I don't think you do. I think you kind of, you do this.
You would be like wanting to be heard.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, I just think that, yeah, I just know me. I would be like, son of a bitch ain't going to get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would want someone to know what had happened.
Sure.
So I don't know. I think it would be interesting just to go dive into it yourself and see what you can find out.
Yeah, I would be curious. Very curious. Thank you.
Wouldn't want to be stirring it up because, man, the dad would not be
That would not be the one you want to run into. No. From the other side. No.
But out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I think I'd want to know.
Thanks for sharing that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. To share yours with us here in the program or writing at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcast, our premium channel there, or Patreon. Get the app and search Real Ghost Stories Online and get hooked up. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.